This week's devotion is called A Spirit of Courage by Reverend Keith Haney, LCMS Northern Illinois District Mission Facilitator. What does it mean to be courageous? For Joshua, it was following a well-respected leader in Moses. It requires courageous leaders to lead in a time of transition. The former generation had died off, only a remnant remained. Caleb, Joshua, and Moses. As the transition was underway, Moses was about to go with God. Moses gives his farewell words to the people he has loved and led for 40 years. Despite all the personal attacks by the chosen and rescued people of God, Moses remained loyal. Now Joshua will lead these grumbling and rebellious people as they take the land promised to them. Is God calling you to be courageous? Are the tough challenges ahead due to things that you have avoided? Have you avoided critical conversations because you fear the fallout? Maybe this is your year to lead a courageous life for God and His kingdom. Remember the words given to Joshua. Be strong and courageous. Do not fear or be in dread of them, for it is the Lord your God who goes with you. He will not leave you or forsake you. Deuteronomy 31, verse 6. Let us pray. Dear Lord, give me a spirit of courage. I know that whatever you have called me to do, say, or lead, help me so that I don't do it without your power behind me. The psalmist reminds us of your protection, God. He only is my rock and my salvation, my fortress. I shall not be shaken. On God rest my salvation and my glory. My mighty rock, my refuge is God. Trust in Him at all times, O people. Pour out your heart before Him. God is a refuge for us. Psalm 62, 6-8. Lord, give me courage to live out my calling for the expansion of the kingdom. In Jesus' name and to His glory. Amen.